Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Parliamentary representative berates the state of Bridgetown. On this day, February 17th in the year 1910, a report in the Agricultural Reporter under the headline, "The Churches and the Great City Scandal," seemed to carry the church to task over the practices of moral degradation in the city of Bridgetown. In a speech in the House of Assembly, Mr. E.I. Baez, the Honorable Member for the City of Bridgetown, lamented the slow decline of the moral fabric of the town. He first introduced the problem posed by the presence and actions of vagrants in the city. According to the writer, the Honorable Member, quote, drew a striking word picture of the shameful persecution to which visitors to this town are subjected by the army of vagrants who infest this city, end quote. In further discussion, the Honorable Member also raised the issue of the practice of prostitution in the city. He was very concerned that what the community felt most was the presence of young prostitutes. Steamers arrived here, he said, and passengers were rudely accosted by these girls who were a menace to the well-being and good order of the city. However, from time immemorial, large and small urban towns and cities across the world have struggled with prostitution, and Barbados was no exception. In early Barbados, with the growth of Bridgetown and the high traffic of international and regional shipping, prostitution and sailors were synonymous, especially with life in the town. So much so that during the 1700s and 1800s, colored female hoteliers were accused of allowing their female workers to engage their patrons in sexual liaisons, causing these hotels in Bridgetown to be labeled as merely brothels. In 1866, the British government passed the Contagious Diseases Act, intended to safeguard the sexual health of the British forces in stations across the world, and recommended that this act be adopted in Barbados. So the Hospital for Contagious Diseases, locally referred to as the Lock Hospital, was established by law in 1868, opening its doors to business on December 1, 1869 at Lower Bay Street. Services were offered there until 1887, when the facility was closed. The methods employed in the past may indicate that the situation was viewed as an accepted norm and measures put in place. However, in his 1910 speech to the local assembly, the Honorable Member for the city went on to express disgust at the shocking state of affairs in Bridgetown related to prostitution, seeing it as a moral degradation. Therefore, seeming to blame the church, he pointed out that with the number of religious bodies on the island who should take care of these things, it was regrettable that these conditions existed. To remain politically correct, Mr. Baez immediately added that while these groups had labored to, quote, put a stop to this evil, the result was not commensurate with what was done, end quote. The conclusion being that the prostitutes infested the city and were a threat to the development of tourism.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.